Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 6 meeting with the Rams.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. Good practice. Getting ready for a very tough team. Could be some weather blowing in, we hear. So we'll be doing our best to be at our best on Sunday. What questions do you have?
John, I know we constantly ask, but with Lamar, any kind of definitive thoughts on him?
Right. Same with all the guys that are dealing with the different injuries. I think it'll be indicative as the week goes along, you know, what their status will be going forward.
Now, what can you say about the Adafe Owe trade and Aloe Gilman being here?
Yeah, it happened fast, I can tell you that, you know, and I didn't talk to Jim about it until after it went down, so it wasn't anything that we were talking about. It was between Eric and Joe and the personnel departments on both sides. But we had a chance to consider it in terms of what was best, big picture for our team, for our defense, you know, all the pieces together, moving together, trying to build the best defense we can for the rest of the season, you know, and also, you know, in some ways, what's best possibly for the player too, you know, for Adafe, and go out there and, you know, his contract year and have a chance to make a statement maybe. You know, I think that's good for him, and obviously have a lot of respect for them and how they operate there in L.A. with the Chargers. But he's going to give us a lot. You know, he's going to – it's a veteran safety. He's in a very similar system. He's a proven player, had a really good practice today. I think he's a good fit for us right now, what we're looking for. So it's a piece that we've kind of been looking for as we've went here through the last really throughout the season so far. So for that to happen is a good thing for our defense.
John, you often talk about like guys need to get up to speed. We know he's in shape, he's been playing. Do you anticipate him being right on the field Sunday?
I think he can play Sunday, yeah. Yeah, I believe that.
John, as part of the equation there, being able to have the flexibility to free up Kyle Hamilton a little bit more, get him back maybe playing closer to the line of scrimmage a little more free?
I mean, I think there's a lot that goes with it. You know, it's just kind of put it together and set up the scheme. I mean, you're playing the Rams. We've got to consider what they're doing, what our game plan is going to be against them. We've got that plan put together. We're trying to practice it now, and we'll see where it takes us.
You see something like this, maybe guys straighten up more of a wake-up call of anything can go to do anything to try to improve this roster. We have a trade like that that might be surprising to some of the guys in the locker room.
Right, yeah. It's a good question. I think guys understand that it's pro football. I believe they do. And this is how it works, and it's always there's always moving parts. Opportunities are created, and I think they understand that.
John, what type of stress does this Rams offense put on? You know how dynamic they are in the pass game, but Kyren Williams, they seem to still lean on him in the run game and the pass game as well.
Yeah, Kyren Williams is a really good back. I mean, you know, and they got the backups are the Maryland guy, you know, St. Francis product from Michigan, but they are downhill, hard-charging backs. I mean, they put a foot in the ground and they get north, you know, and they can cut back, they can take it all the way back, they can bounce outside. It's a very, very physical run game, but it's very fast-paced offense. They get to the line, they get out of the huddle, they quick snap you, they attack play you, they speed break you, they do all the things that try to put pressure, a lot of motion, a lot of shifts, run, play action, boot, drop back pass, you know, some run game out of the drop back pass, and just try to kind of get you off balance. Yet they do what they do, and they try to do it well. So it's kind of in that system. You know, Sean comes from the Shanahan and the Kubiak background. It's in that system, and he's, you know, they got all his branches now. And of course, you know, Sean's done a great job making his branch of it what it is, and his personality. So it's tough to defend. I think so. You know, those guys, like you said, it's twofold. The guys will be in there, and their reps will ramp up, see how they handle it, and see if they can get to the quarterback. And then I'm sure until the trade deadline, those are going to be conversations that will be had.
John, I mentioned Adafe, you know, chance for him to go and make a statement out there. And what do you think prevented him from doing that
here this year? What's the part of the season?
Yeah, you know, I haven't really thought about that too much other than the fact that I think he was playing well, you know, coming down the stretch here. He was real intentional about being really direct with his pass rush and his run defense and being physical with it off the edge, and I thought he was rushing the passer well. Probably why the Chargers wanted him. I think if you look at the tape, you'll say, hey, he's playing good football. So it's not something that we didn't take lightly. You know, we understand that this is a good player. I mean, a really good player who was a first-round pick who was playing well. And we just had to weigh it out, all things considered. There's three or four other factors involved in it, too. But it does give us a piece in the secondary who's a really good guy and a really good player who we think brings something to the table for us that can help us.
John, you talked about Elohi specifically. Gardner Johnson, what do you like about what he did?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, too. I've always liked the way he played. You know, I've always liked the way he played. He brings it. He's a bring-it attitude guy. He's a physical player. A lot of juice, a lot of energy. A veteran guy, knows how to play the game. So that's another one that was kind of parallel kind of conversation, really. Maybe him first we were talking about, probably. We've been talking to him for a little while. So having him here is exciting as well. So, yeah, I think our team is better because of that.
You anticipate it'll take him very long to get caught up?
No, I really don't. I mean, I think he'll pick it up just like that. You know, he's smart and he knows the game and had a good day today. So those are conversations we'll be having.
John, what impresses you about the Rams pass rush?
High energy. You know, high energy pass rush. Obviously, number 8, you know, he's pretty good. Number 0 is really good, too, and number 10 is really good, too. Then the inside guys are high-energy players as well. They do a little bit of blitzing. They do a little bit of moving off the edges. But it's really those 4 guys with energy and power. And we're going to have to be ready for that.
Juan, you mentioned you know, trying to find that rhythm in the offense. It hasn't been to your guys' liking. How do you kind of do that? Obviously, you know, Lamar's status up in the air, but establishing the ground game and offensive line, and how important is that to try to
Right.
Well,
I mean, the game planning is part of that, you know, how we put that together. We've worked hard at that this week. But against this defense, you got to block them. I mean, it comes down to blocking people. So hopefully we'll create situations where we'll create a little bit of space here and there. But we got to do better on first down, especially. First and second down, being more manageable. Third down, we're not opposed to getting the first down on first and second down either, you know. So that would be good. But you got to block them. You have to get the play started against any defense, but against the Rams, against the Texans, against the defenses we've been playing and the style of defenses we really played all year since the Browns game. All these defenses, you have to get the play started, and that comes down to blocking.
John, I know you guys want to win every week, but is there any extra motivation to try to, you know, go into the bye week with a win as opposed to obviously the alternative?
It's hard for me to measure motivation, like to say it's extra motivation, because I think we are all, and the guys are all, about as highly motivated as you can be every single week to get a win. So they're completely motivated to get the win this week, you know. But the main thing you got to focus on is how to do it. You got to go play a certain way, and getting prepared to do that and to play the way we can play given whatever circumstances we have. We have a lot of skilled players on offense. We got plenty of guys to make plays and go play well. So let's go do it. Let's go find a way to win the game. You know, you got to go play the game and compete and win one play at a time, you know, and that's what we'll be trying to do. And I think we can do it. We just got to get out there and do it. But the motivation level is high.
Okay.
All right, thanks.